First of all, we're thankful to President Trump for highlighting beef access to China as part of his first meeting with the Chinese president. Considering there are a lot of other issues that need to be addressed, from security to trade, we're just happy that beef was a priority issue. We're also happy that the president served New York Strip at their dinner on Thursday. President Trump, he listened to the request not only from NCBA, but from the North American Meat Institute and the Meat Export Federation, and we asked them to make this a priority issue, which was also a priority issue under the Obama administration. That was followed by another letter from 39 senators, led by Senator Daines and Senator Tester from Montana, calling for restoration of U.S. beef to China. So when you think about all of the requests coming into the White House for issues to be discussed, we consider this a victory that beef was included as a priority issue. And it's also been identified as an action item for the U.S. and Chinese governments over the next 100 days.
But the U.S. is still unable to send beef to China just yet, and Backus explains why.
So even though there's been a nominal lifting of the ban from China, we're still unable to send beef into the Chinese market because we still face some technical barriers to trade. Over the next 100 days, the Chinese and U.S. leaders are going to identify a path forward where they're going to address some of these technical barriers to trade, like traceability. So we still have a little bit of time before we're going to see beef enter the Chinese market.
A market, he says, has a tremendous amount of opportunity.
When you consider that China already has a fifth of the world's population and a middle class that's greater than the entire U.S. population, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity there to meet protein demand. In recent years, China has actually become a major importer of beef, second only to the United States, and most of that demand is being met from Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil, and we want to be part of that, obviously. We think that China will probably be another strong market for ribs, for rounds, for offals, and for high-end beef in some of the major global centers like Beijing and Shanghai. But again, we produce a very safe, high-quality product, and we think that we'll have a very bright future in China as soon as we can get our foot in the door.